explain it to the blind. May you wake up from a sigh, see the truth through the third eye. Let your heart be your guide, light up the way. Let your heart be your guide, free from your pain. It ain't a mistake, cause you choose your fate. So my cat is freaking out outside the bedroom door right now. You guys might hear her freaking out during this episode because she freaking loves me. Okay? She wants to be with me in this room. But I'm working. So, hi guys. I hope you're having an amazing, beautiful, positive day. I am sending you so much love and so much peaceful, balanced energy. It's Misha with Feels with Mish. If you guys are new here, welcome to my podcast where I talk about feelings, understanding your feelings, mastering your feelings to become the best version of yourself. So this episode, it's kind of like a carryover from the last episode we did, Healing Purge. And I know that that was a very, very intense episode, very vulnerable, very emotional. I wanted to just give you guys a follow-up after that episode because so much information came from just that one podcast episode that I did with you guys. See, the thing about healing and self-mastery work is you will have a moment of remembering, a moment of, because really when you have those epiphanies and those revelations, it's just you remembering who you are. And in that remembering, I had just so much information flooding in. And it's like the healing just, it's like a snowball effect. It's like one domino falls and then the rest just start to just, I just had all this revelation and healing happen from that podcast. So if you guys haven't checked that podcast out, it's called Healing Purge. And you're kind of witnessing me have my moment of healing, which I think is very powerful and profound for people to actually witness that, because you are then able to connect the dots in your life. You're seeing me in real time connect dots and have that moment of healing come in. And it's from very specific things that happen to us in our life where, you know, we go through our life with these wounds. We go through our life with these belief systems. We go through our life with this shitty self-concept. And there's very specific reasons as to why we view the world in a certain type of way. And it will be moments like I shared about having, you know, very traumatic events with my diabetic mom that really shaped the way that I am today and how I view the world and how I view myself, more importantly, because the world is reflecting us. The world is reflecting how we view ourselves, right? Right back to us like a mirror. And so you're able to witness me having that moment of revelation. And after I filmed that episode, just so much more healing took place. Like I just had so many more realizations. Like I even had a moment where I messaged my older sister and we just had the most healing conversation that, I mean, she's my sister. I'm 33 years young. She's 35. We've known each other my whole life since I was born, right? And we've talked for years, right? 33, almost 34 years I've known her. And never in those 33, almost 34 years have we had a more profound conversation that brought in this healing and deep understanding to our life. And the conversation was no longer than 3 minutes, 5 minutes long. It was just a few really profound words exchanged with each other where we just had this deep understanding of the impact that our childhood had on us. And it brought in so much healing. And I kind of want to walk you through that conversation. I want to share and how I've really come to the space of forgiveness and healing from that. Because in the last
podcast episode, you saw I was so emotional, and there is so much emotion that just I was carrying inside of me for so long, not understanding what the root of it really was. And to have that conversation with my sister where she understood, I understood, we understood together. You know, as children, we were going through the same trauma together, but we were experiencing it differently. We were, you know, reacting to it differently. We were holding on to different stories from that trauma that we both experienced together, me and my younger sister and my older sister, all three of us. And what is so crazy about all of that was that we had witnessed such a scary and terrifying event together numerous times, and we never had a debriefing afterwards. Like, my mom never had a conversation with us about what happened. And I'm speaking about my mom having diabetes and a low blood sugar. Again, if you see the previous episode, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Some of you can relate this to your childhood. Maybe you had a mother or a father that was sick, or maybe they were addicted to drugs or alcohol. You just had to step into this parenting role, and you had maybe witnessed some traumatic things in your life, and you've carried these same stories. And I just had such a moment of like, wow, it makes so much sense, the purpose of my life now, because I had this moment where I connected dots that I haven't been able to do for myself. You see, it's so easy for me to sit in a session with somebody. This is naturally how my brain works. I'm able to understand where somebody's trauma comes from. I've never gone to school for this. I've never, you know, I'm not a therapist. But naturally, my gift is that I have deep understanding as to where root cause of pain is coming from, and how we can, or how somebody can change that by having a deep understanding for it themselves. And once you have deep understanding and you can forgive the surrounding things and forgive the people involved and forgive yourself, you have this huge shift in your mindset, and you're able to free yourself from that pain. This is why they say forgiveness will set you free. But you see, for years, I was not able to see my own shit. So easy for me to see others, but I'm hoarding and holding onto this pain inside of me that came from my childhood, and I wasn't able to ever have the deep understanding of how really profound those experiences were for myself. When I watched back the podcast episode from last week, and I just saw that really raw emotion. I mean, I even had moments of tearing up after it when I listened to it, because it just brought me to that place where I was a child and I had to take on this role of being a hero, and the sheer panic, fear, anxiety, stress that came up in those moments of when my mom was having her diabetes reaction. And then afterwards, it was almost like we never talked about it. Like, it was like, all right, let's go make a sandwich. Like, life just happened, or this traumatic event just happened, and we're just going to carry on with our day like it never freaking happened. And I know a lot of you listening, you have, that is your experience in your childhood, is things were never discussed. Things were never talked about. Your feelings were never spoken about. You were never validated in your feelings. And so what I did was I hoarded so much resentment and anger inside of me. And I became a very angry child, very intense. I know I've had, you know, my sister used to say, you're so intense. You're so intense. And it's because I had nowhere to release this anger that was just building up inside of me. I mean, Some people, they build up anger for years and they have these explosive moments. I was just like a reactive child. The thing about me being a reactive child is that I was never rude. I was never one to call people names or be like vicious or mean. I just had a lot of anger inside of me. And it was because I never was validated for my feelings. I was never understood or heard because we never had that moment where we could talk about what had just happened. Like, we just would sweep it under the rug like it never existed. And it's so wild that that was what I took on myself was, you know, I'm not enough. I'm not important. If I was important, we would, you know, I would be heard. I would be understood. If I was important, my mom would have taken care of herself because she loves me and cares about me and would never want me to go through that, right? That's kind of the story that I told myself. Like, if I was worthy, then you wouldn't put me through that trauma. You wouldn't put me through that pain. You wouldn't put me through that stress and worry. And then after going through the stress and the worry, we just acted like it never even freaking happened, you know? And my older sister, we were texting yesterday, and she said something so brilliant. She was like, I just kind of shared, I sent her a voice note. I said, you know, this is what I had a big realization about today, about our childhood and why I was so angry. And because I don't know if you guys know this, but my older sister and me, we had a terrible relationship growing up. Like, she was so mean to me and I was an angry child and I just gave her every reason to pick on me because of that. But we had this terrible relationship and it's really sad because we both experienced the same thing, the same trauma, but we were dealing with it separately and we were dealing with it on our own, and we never really felt like we were together in this trauma together, going through it together. We really all felt like we were dealing with it just separately because we never had a moment to just discuss things afterwards, right? We all just kind of went into our rooms and were mad, and my sisters dealt with things differently than I did. My older sister had this need for perfection, and she was always type A person, you know, A plus student in school, you know, head of the student, like student everything, like just like valedictorian type, like person, you know. And she just buried herself in her successes in school and stuff. And she had said in the text, she said, you know, because of mom's diabetes and what we experienced, like I needed to be perfect. I felt like if I wasn't perfect, mom would die. And so she took on this belief of like, if I'm not perfect, then, you know, everything's going to fall apart. So she went through her life she's always just been striving for this perfection. And it's just really sad that we didn't have this relationship where we were going through this trauma together. We were very separate in what we experienced. And my little sister, she was the baby of the family, so I don't think as much from her baby, like from her being the youngest, fell on her, but I know she definitely did suffer from what we experienced also. But she more so would just busy herself with friends, and she really disconnected from her emotional body because of that. I completely went the opposite and feel everything. And, well, I'm feels with me, so you get that. So as children, we personalize everything. We make things about ourselves. So this is part of this understanding part that I need you to listen to, because you have things that happened to you as a child. You took on that. We take it on ourselves. We personalize it. We internalize it. We make it about ourselves. Because our brains, as children, our brains are not at the place where we can see the bigger picture, right? So for example, taking on that, personalizing my mom's diabetes, low blood sugars, personalizing it, making it about myself, like I'm not lovable, I'm important, and I'm not, you know, good enough, I'm not chosen, because if I was, then she wouldn't put me through so much pain and so much stress and so much fear. So do you see how as children we personalize it and we make it about ourselves? The healing comes from where we empower ourselves, where we can see from a different perspective, and then we detach ourselves from the story, because then we can reframe it in our mind and make a new story, right? The story now, instead of being the girl that, you know, wasn't good enough because her mom put her through this painful experiences, and if she was important, her mom wouldn't do that. The new story is, well, my mom had diabetes, and, you know, sometimes she had a low blood sugar, and unfortunately, me and my sisters were put through a lot of stress and stressful situations because of it, but it was not our fault, and it was not her fault either that she's got diabetes. So this whole time, I've had this podcast of healing and self-mastery, and I have been going through these healing years. And it was literally this one deep, profound moment the other day where I just understood myself and such a deep understanding and forgiveness flooded in because of that. And my whole life, I've been seeing myself as the victim. And that moment pulled me into the place of healing, because I was able to understand why my mom never had these conversations with us after she had her reaction when she regained consciousness. If you guys are wanting to know how we really heal, is that we can put ourselves in the shoes of the people around us. We can put ourselves in the shoes of the person who's hurt us. We can put ourselves, especially with you trying to heal from your generational trauma, it's to go and put yourself in the shoes of the person that's hurt you and understand where maybe they were, you know, just maybe doing the best that they possibly could with what they were dealing with. And what I realized was, when my mom came to consciousness, she probably felt a lot of shame. She probably was very embarrassed, and she probably felt very guilty. So her way of dealing with that was to not deal with it, just to move forward and pretend it didn't happen, because she would rather not deal with, you know, taking on that burden of accountability, because, you know, it was not something easy to go through, especially dealing with three little girls. I'm sure there was a lot that she felt in her own pain in dealing with that herself. So when I had that moment of shifting the focus from my pain and putting it on to like what my sisters were feeling and what my mom was experiencing, I just really could let it go. Like, I could really be like, wow, like I now understand all the sides for my life, and like all the things that had to lead me to feeling all this stuff inside of me. And for years, like, me and my sisters had, well, me and my older sister mostly had this really just disconnected relationship where we would just project onto each other, but really, like, we were experiencing the same pain. And from that pain, we were just projecting more pain onto each other and almost like punishing each other more for what we had gone through in our childhood together. And so she apologized actually yesterday. She said, you know, I feel so much guilt still for not being the sister that you deserved. And, you know, because we had lots of family friends growing up that had these really close sibling friendships and stuff. And, you know, I always admired those sister friendships because I never had that myself. I felt very alone in my life. So in this quest to self-love, I have realized what the formula is. It's to go to the root of why we don't love ourselves. That limiting belief, those core beliefs, they're going to be so specific to who you are. And it's to sit in that space and really learn to understand why, you know, when you have that deep understanding as to why, then you can pour your own love into that space and really just saturate yourself in that love and, you know, embrace yourself in your own love. To do this work is to identify those core limiting beliefs and to pour your own love into that space. As you start to reframe the new story, you're going to start to see that you get lighter. You really free yourself, right? Because you're forgiving. Forgiveness will set you free. You're becoming lighter. There's this shift in your energy and this real like deep healing that happens. And that's just what I've been experiencing over the past week or so. Like, it's just been really a huge, profound shift. Like I said, my sister and me had this conversation that brought in so much healing where we both could understand each other. And we've never been able to have that conversation. I mean, I'm almost 34. And in 34 years, we've never had a real conversation about my mom's diabetes. Yet we were going through these traumatic things together. So some of you listening have these deep rooted, you know, pains and things you've gone through, and you might have siblings and you have these bad relationships with them. And, you know, it's just that you were all experiencing something traumatic or something that you went through, and that you're all dealing with it differently. And as you've grown, you've just projected more and more onto each other. And I really hope that you having that shift in your mindset when you heal will bring in this new energy in the relationships that you have with the people around you, because that's really what it does. Is it's energetic. It's not something that we can really explain, but you get this confidence in sharing your truth. And when you can share your truth with the people that also experienced the same things that you did, you bring healing to them. You bring healing to yourself. You bring healing to the situation. And this is why I believe that some of you listening, like, you're here to heal your family. You're here to clear your bloodline of this trauma that's just been passed down for centuries. Like, I really know now just how important my role was in my family. And I never felt important. Like, I could bring us together in a way that, you know, I was always the outsider. I was always the black sheep, but it really took me coming in and healing myself to bring us close in a way, like just bring healing to my sister as well. And yeah, it's been really amazing. So I hope that some of you also have that moment of healing that you deserve also. So there's going to be a third part in this healing process, in these videos that I'm sharing with you guys about just like you observing me going through this healing process. I think it's to witness it, because you can then take this and use it in your own life with your own healing. This one is really just about having that deep understanding of the root of things. And from there, we can then build, right? We're then watering the seeds that can grow, because there's a root, there's something, there's a cause in there and a belief, and it's from very specific events. Sorry, my leg just cracked. And the work starts with you really going and finding out what it is. What are those core limiting beliefs? Where do they come from? And then doing the healing to forgive so you can set yourself free. Forgiving the people that were involved. Forgiving your parents. Forgiving your siblings. Forgiving what happened to you. And then forgiving yourself for carrying that burden with you throughout your life and maybe even projecting pain onto other people because of it. Your life will change when you can be accountable, when you can be accountable for all of the events that have led you up to this place. We're on this journey together, guys. I am so grateful for every single one of you and for all the supportive messages that I've received for the last video that I shared. It was definitely an emotional video, but I know that it was necessary for some of you to see that because you really connected deeply with my story. And I just love you guys so much. If you would like a personal session, one-on-one session, you can email me booking at feelswithmish.com. We can sit down and have a one-on-one, and I can actually help you if you need assistance. I can help you go to the root and understand deeply those core beliefs that you have. Like I said, again, my gift is to be able to share that with you. And it's very easy for me to do it for other people, but you're witnessing how I'm doing it for myself now. And it's just only going to get better and better from here on out. So anyways, guys, I love you so much. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you have an amazing, beautiful, positive day because you absolutely deserve it.